Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Ed Ackerley. On Fridays, we talk about great success stories in Tucson in businesses and organizations. My guest host today with me will be Roman Campuzano. Roman will be observing today as he's pitch hitting for me in a couple of weeks, so he's going to learn the ropes here. Our guest today is Vonda Lopez from ADP Business Services. Good morning, Vonda.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. I hear you're a tad under the weather, but appreciate the fact that you're able to join us today. So tell us a little bit about Vonda. How did you get started in business and the business services industry and wind up over at ADP?
Yeah, thank you. I am a bit under the weather, so I'm very sorry for my little crackly voice. But
that's okay.
Hopefully y'all can hear me okay.
Hear you just fine.
Perfect. Yep. So yeah, I'm here in Tucson. I help local, small, and medium-sized businesses with everything from hiring to retiring and the benefits needed in between there. I love partnering strategically. How I got into this was I've had lots of jobs in my lifetime already. I don't necessarily leave jobs, I leave environments. Mm-hmm. And ADP was able to provide an environment where I can grow, I can still be my own self, have my own personality, but also sell. I joke that I sold my soul to sales a couple years ago, in the sense of I love customer service, I love helping people. I didn't see myself ever as a salesperson in that sense because mm-hmm. of how passionate I am and just the pressure and personality that a salesperson is required to have just didn't seem to fit with me.
Right.
Until I came to ADP and they gave me the opportunity to own my own process, my own book of business. And not only do I get to sell, but I get to service what I do sell.
Right.
So being in that, being given that opportunity to not only have just a solid, big corporate company to run in the sense my own small business, supporting small businesses, is where I found that I've been able to thrive.
So the ADP is set up in such a way that you're actually kind of like your own little company who waves. It's kind of like being in a hotel, like if you're a hotelier and you run a DoubleTree, you're actually in business for yourself, but you have the DoubleTree flag. A franchise might do that. A McDonald's franchise, for instance, or all the McDonald's in Tucson are owned by local business people. They just happen to be flying a McDonald's banner. So you're basically your own company that you get to just make the decisions for, and you're flying the ADP flag and have all the resources and all the things that ADP can offer. So that's pretty awesome that you get to kind of be your own boss, but yet you have the powerful resources of ADP standing behind you.
Exactly. And it took a while to find somewhere that allowed me that kind of freedom and ability. I know it sounds a little counteractive whenever I say, oh, I help small businesses, but I show up and I'm like, I'm from ADP.
Right.
And people are like, oh my gosh, they're so big. But ADP had to start somewhere small too.
Right.
You know, back in the day, peanut butter was covered in chocolate in the sense of just so that it didn't melt.
Right.
Now, it's one of the, Reese's is one of the most popular and biggest candy bars out there. Same with ADP. We had to start somewhere. So our heart and soul is with small businesses. And locally here in Tucson, we're really trying to put an emphasis on that. So I partner with, you know, everything it takes to run a small business. I have connections within marketing. I have connections within, you know, you need a CPA, you need an accountant to run a business. And all those things seem just overwhelming, and I like being the quarterback in the sense to help them get there.
That's great. You know, I, Vonda, became acquainted with you through our friend Roman Campuzano, who's here with me today. And
Good morning.
He's going to be sitting in for me in a couple of weeks, but Roman told me that I needed to meet you, and we did meet, and Roman, tell me a little bit about Vonda Lopez and what you know about her in her practice with ADP.
You know, Vonda Lopez, in general, you know, I like to kind of take people out of what they do, is a powerhouse. So to be associated with her, whether it's in payroll, human resources or anything else that you have going on is really an advantage for you as a business owner.
Great. Well, Vonda, what kind of services do you offer through ADP here to companies in Tucson, small businesses? If you were going to meet with a small business, what would be some of the first things you'd say, hey, here's where we can help you, here's where I can help you, here's where ADP can be a resource for you?
Yes, that's a great question because, you know, what's there to expect? You know, why would I sit time with Vonda? Well, I will sit down with you and go over everything from A to Z. Whether you have an idea to start a new business and you don't exactly know where to start, I'll sit down with you. We'll go to lunch. We'll go to coffee. I'll let you know how to get your EIN, how to set up those state tax IDs, where maybe good locations, ideas for customers and clients. So it's not just payroll. Payroll is actually only 30% of what the services that are offered by ADP for businesses. So we sit down and we do a whole analysis, and I'm able to just pinpoint just different areas. Excuse me, I'm running.
Right.
1 second.
Well, payroll is one of those things that when you think about a payroll as a small business, it's one of those, although it may only be 30% of your business and maybe only 30% of a small business's attention time, it is one of those things that if you could not worry about payroll, and you could worry about making a profit and doing other things that might be more profitable for the business. Let ADP handle your payroll, among other things. And that alone is a reason why someone should talk to ADP.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Sorry, I was about to cough in that moment. But yeah, exactly. Retirement, you know, I'm not sure if a lot of people are aware of this, but LLCs are typically taxed at a higher tax rate than when they take an S-Corp election.
Right.
And with the help of a CPA or an accountant, they should be able to let you know when it's appropriate time to take that S-Corp election. When you take an S-Corp election, even as a single owner S-Corp, you have to put yourself on at the W-2 payroll. So even those, like, I have clients that are doctors, I have clients that are real estate agents, so there's really no, like, I'm too small or we're just getting started. I can help on every aspect, and the goal is to help you along the way and grow with you and be supportive in every which way.
Great. We're talking with Vonda Lopez. She's with ADP Business Services. She is a independent business person who is providing services to other businesses through ADP. And we'll take our first break here. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the history of ADP and why a small business should consider ADP services, and talk about some of those services in general as to what is being offered by you and your organization here in Tucson. With me in studio is Roman Campuzano. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. This is Ed Ackerley, and in studio with me is my co-host, Roman Campuzano.
Good morning.
Roman. And you're going to be sitting in for me at the end of next month as I have to go out of town. So
yes. You're
kind of learning the ropes. You've been on this side of the mic many times in your life, so I appreciate you sitting in for me.
But it's an honor, Doctor.
There you go. With us on today is Vonda Lopez with ADP Business Services. Good morning again, Vonda.
Good morning.
And so you're with ADP, and ADP is celebrating 75 years of a major national company in the forefront of payroll and HR and so forth. And they provide training, don't they? So Roman had a question for you about training.
Yeah, I understand you just got back from Florida on a pretty pretty interesting training there. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes,
I hear the plane just landed, so here we go.
That's how it feels. That's exactly how it feels. I think that's what my little under the weather is. It's just, and maybe it's just jet lag. I'm not sure. But yes, I had the opportunity through ADP. They flew me out to Orlando, Florida, put us right next to Disney World, and I had the ability to just deep dive into the lives of my clients, prospects, my partners. Just, they're constantly providing me with training, which I love so much. I truly believe that the job doesn't get easier, you get better.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get better, it's important to continue just going to these trainings and these events and learning constantly, maybe doing podcasts. I'm constantly doing things like that to better my game because, you know, I'm one of those people that I don't want to buy anything from anyone unless they're knowledgeable and passionate about what they're doing. Right. So I like to be that.
And training is so important because, you know, yes. Even on national basis, but even statewide here, we're dealing with minimum wage issues and other things, and you have to be on top of how much, if you're, say, for instance, you're working with a restaurateur, the difference between what a tipped worker gets and what an hourly worker gets, you know, you got to stay on top of that stuff. And of course, ADP obviously has the resources to help understand the state law and the national laws that are in force in that, but also with benefits and administration and all the other things that go into working with a business. So, so ADP, some of the things that you offer are obviously HR management, payroll, talent, time, tax, benefits administration. So why should a company, whether it be a sole proprietor, like you say, a dentist or a doctor or a one-man band lawyer's office or whatever, or a group of 10 or 15 or 50 or 500, why should they consider ADP services?
Yeah, absolutely. So with ADP, just as an example, my clients have had the ability to watch their P&Ls, profit and losses, be directly affected in a positive manner by partnering with ADP. You know, picture this. You have a bucket of baseballs, and somebody's throwing a baseball at you. Now you're holding all those baseballs. Think of all those baseballs as this is my engagement. This is my employee engagement. This is my, you know, cost of goods sold. This is, you know, my margin, my operating expenses. I'm juggling that. Oh, here's my client. Here comes a client. And here's a really big opportunity to take care of one of your clients and what you're passionate about, but your hands are full with all those baseballs. How are you going to help them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, we're going to take all your baseballs, we're going to put them in a machine, and we're going to load them as you need them.
Play ball.
So think of it, let's play ball. So in that sense, you have the ability to do what you're passionate about and what you enjoy doing, or making proper, you know, revenue generating moves within the business instead of just the admin work. I believe small business or just business owners in general or CEOs of, you know, those multi-million dollar companies, they got into that because they enjoy what they're doing. They're passionate about what they're doing. They didn't get into it to manage people or to run payroll or to, you know, mitigate risk. Or compliance and law changes are constantly changing. Who can keep up with all of those? Our software is designed to not only just help you, but also protect you. Make sure that, you know, we have AI designed in there to also help in the sense of maybe you forgot something. Maybe nothing falls through the cracks as often when you have just proper streamlined systems in place.
Great. We're talking with Vonda Lopez from ADP Business Services, a company that's celebrating 75 years in providing HR and payroll and time and talent administration for companies. So one of the things we talked about with those baseballs, all those baseballs in hand and trying to run a business, we talk about how we, you know, from one side of the coin, you might look at it from how this helps you build your business and be profitable. But once ADP assists with some of this stuff, then there's the other side of the coin, which is to help forecast into the future and what taking that information that you have and how you can build into the future so a business can look at forecasting and look at things down the line that you may not be able to do with your own personal resources because you're so busy holding those balls, you don't have the wherewithal to necessarily make future decisions.
Yeah.
ADP can help with expansion plans or with visionary strategic goals. And that's another really, real big benefit of working with a consultant like you, correct?
Absolutely. You hit the nail right on the head. That is my goal. I help stabilize employee-related costs, provide HR support, and increase employee engagement. Anything that I can do, even if it's like, hey, Vonda, customers, it's been slow. What ideas do you have? Oh, maybe I host just like an appreciation coffee drive, and we come and we can maybe for your employees, and we'll just host an event. I want to be seen as a partner, not just as somebody that you know, sold them payroll or sold them the software. I'm an extension of them is how I see myself.
Yes.
And want to build that trust and that, you know, that partnership. Tucson is very about who you know, how you know them, and the connections you make. And I'm very passionate about being a beneficial partner. You know, I love being the guy that knows a guy. So even if it's not business related, come to me. I want to help you. I want to take care of our community.
I emulate that remark because when people ask me all the time, you know, what do you do for a living? In the old days, I would say I own an advertising agency and we do radio and TV commercials. And but in the late last 10 years or so, I've said, you know, our real job is relationship management. That's what we do for a living, is help clients manage their relationships with their customers and with governments and with, you know, other people, other companies, other competitors and so forth. So that relationship side of thing is really an important part. And if you can assist companies in building those relationships, that's powerful.
So, Vonda, it looks like ADP has a big market share in across the country. What is the market share here in Tucson? What would you say that was? What would you say that would be?
Yeah, we're pretty big here in Tucson as well. But also, there's still room for opportunity, and I know that in a sense, a lot of Tucson is very old school. It's very, we're still doing it in Excel. We're still doing, you know, paper time cards.
Handshakes.
Things
yeah.
like that. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, a cigar box on the counter underneath the cash register. Yeah.
Well, what is the message exactly. that you would like to give to your existing clients that are listening right now?
Hey, that I am here. And even if you've been with ADP, you think you know everything, still schedule time with me. I could look at your account. Maybe you're paying for things that you don't even need, or maybe you're paying for things that you need and didn't know you had. We're constantly evolving and trying to just make life easier for our business owners. So absolutely, hit me up if I can help you.
Yeah, there might be resources that you have that they don't even know about that
yes,
without talking
yes.
to you, they would know it would make their life easier as a business. And if you were able to consult with them and let them know what's available, they may not even know what they don't know, which would be more beneficial to their company.
Sure. A lot of companies out there are kind of one and done. Once you sign up, you know, that's it. You kind of know what you know at the moment that you sign up, and you never ever get to experience all the new stuff. It's kind of like the whole cell phone thing. When cell phones first came out, you're like, oh great, I got a good deal. And then 5 years later, you're watching a better deal. You're like, hey, I don't get that deal right now. Like,
what's,
you know, how can I get in on that? And how can I learn more about what I already have?
And that's where your training, like what you came back from yesterday from Orlando, that training that you get is really a powerful thing, because that keeps you up to date and gets the best for your customers. So that's a good thing. So
yes, ADP
is listed in the Fortune 2024 World's Most Admired Companies list again for 18 consecutive years. They've been listed in the World's Most Admired Companies. That says a lot about a national company, not only that you get that distinction and that you're affiliated with them, but that they've gotten it for 18 consecutive years. And I think as a testament to what you do, Vonda, with ADP and what your relationship is with your customers, about how you take this seriously and how you are relationship-driven and profitable, profit-driven, and how we can help. And I think that's really, congratulations to you and to the company.
Yes, they're very lucky to have you.
Yeah. So,
thank you so much.
How can listeners get in touch with you? What's the best couple of ways for them to get to Vonda Lopez from ADP and talk about, maybe just have a cup of coffee and talk about what services you provide and the success that you've had in the business, but also the success nationally of ADP? What would be the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you?
Hey, yeah, so they can reach me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active on there. It's Vonda, that's V as in Victor, O-N-D-A, Lopez. And they can also reach me by cell phone. It is my personal work cell phone, so you're welcome to text me, call me, leave me a message. It's 520-540-4372. And let's see, you just want to email me. It's my first.lastname@adp.com. I'll spell that out for you. It's V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, D as in Dog, A as in Apple, .Lopez. L as in Larry, O as in Oscar, P as in Paul, E as in Edward, Z as in Zebra, at ADP.com.
Well, great. Well, it's been great speaking with you this morning. Hope you're feeling better. We're glad that you were able to join us. And
thank you so much. I think I'm running on adrenaline and coffee right now.
That's a good thing to have. So we'll be back after a word from our great sponsors. This is KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk. And you are listening to Jump In Tucson. Welcome to Jump In Tucson. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley, and with me in studio is my co-host this morning, Roman Campuzano. Good morning.
Good morning.
And with us also is Bill Ackerley, my brother and co-producer of this. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
And we're here to talk a little bit. We've been talking the last couple of weeks about Coaches for Charity. Of course, we've got our Thanksgiving basket project coming up, and if you're interested, we'll talk a little bit about that later, but maybe you'd like to make a donation to help with our Thanksgiving food box program with some area elementary schools and their families. And we're also assisting the University of Arizona with Feeding the Pride of Arizona. So if you want to go on to coachesforcharity.org and see those two initiatives, those are pretty important things in our community, kids. And, of course, football is one of the huge things in our community. So we talk about football. We talk about the thing that made Coaches for Charity a reality, which was the Kickoff Classic. It was the very first event that we took on as Coaches for Charity, and we have an event coming up a week from today. It'll be the Coaches for Charity Kickoff Classic Spotlight Game at 7 o'clock at Sabino High School. It'll be Saguaro High School versus Sabino, and it'll be a great rivalry, and we have one of those people from Sabino High School who's making it happen for us. Good morning, John Joles, Athletic Director at Sabino.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, before we get talking a little bit about the game and how important that is to high school football in Southern Arizona, let's talk a little bit about John Joles. You are the athletic director of Sabino High School. But before that, you were obviously a teacher in the Tucson Unified School District and taught some students, and then you've moved into administration now. But let's talk a little bit about American government and social studies and those kind of things that you were teaching for a decade or so.
Yeah, so for the previous 10 years to this year, I was a government and economics teacher at Sabino. I was also the social studies department chair, as well as being a coach with the football program. But as far as teaching goes, I taught up at Agua Fria High School up in the Phoenix area before moving back down to Tucson.
Yeah. Well, teaching is obviously in the forefront of things with one of the vice presidential candidates being a teacher at Alliance, Alliance, Nebraska, where that
where
guy
was
born.
Yeah.
Bill was born in Alliance, Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
So why did you become a teacher?
So I became a teacher right after the market collapse in 08. And I was working a random office job. I had gone to the U of A. I graduated with a degree in political science and general business. And as kind of working, it was one of those things where I just found a job at a job fair out of college. It wasn't something I was really interested in. And then we downsized when the market took a crash. And I had always thought about getting back into like the politics, government side of things. My older sister is a teacher. Some of my best friends are teachers. And then I just thought, how do I use that degree? So went back to school, got my post-bachelor teaching certificate. And it was basically just a love for government and politics. Like I wanted to share that excitement with the next generation of kids.
Great. So you spent the last decade teaching these young whippersnappers at Agua Fria and at Sabino. And then you were also a coach at that time, right? You were spending some time in the football program and coaching?
So for the past, the previous 7 years with Coach McBrayer, when he took over from Jay Campos, I was on Coach McBrayer's staff. I was also on Campos's staff, but moved up. I was the JV head coach for a portion of it. And then the last few years, I was defensive line for the varsity program and was part of our state championship run last year.
And then you became an athletic director, and challenging, isn't it? It's like having a bunch of different sports, and you got to get them all. Obviously, probably football and basketball get the lion's share of the attention, but there's a bunch of other sports too that need some help from an athletic director, right?
Oh, absolutely. Every single sport. I mean, if we have a sport and there's five kids on a team, like, they still need as much attention as the football team. Like,
right.
Yeah, football might be a little bit more work, but you got to show attention to every single sport out there. Like, it's that's one of the things I'm kind of learning, like, is being a football coach, like, you think everything revolves around football, and then you start to realize that, yeah, only a small portion of it does, and there's right. you gotta spread the love around. So
right, so I asked you if you were still teaching and if you were still a department chair, and you said you got your hands full doing your athletic director work. It's pretty amazing what happens at a major high school and how many students are involved in athletics, correct?
Oh, it's the amount of adults that are involved in the whole situation is the thing that really shocked me. Like, I, again, it's one of those things, like, you don't know what you don't know until you get in there. And,
mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot between, like, the AIA, between district leadership and stuff like that. I thought I had a really good handle on it, and then you meet the 40 extra people that you have to deal with.
Right. You know, your counterpart is at Saguaro is Steve Botkin, who has been very supportive of us. He helps us during the January MLK tournament, which is a major basketball tournament for high schoolers in Tucson. We do that, obviously, on MLK Day in January at McHale Center. And Steve's been very active in helping us coordinate the teams that will be playing for that, and has been really helpful with Kickoff Classic since it started 15 years ago. But he is now the athletic director at Saguaro High School, and you are here, our buds, and you, he was going to be here today, but he has a family responsibility today. I think one of his kids is moving into a dorm today, so I think it's that's pretty important time in his life.
Oh yeah, moving kids off to college. I mean,
yeah,
that's got to be there for that.
Yeah. But I tell you that the Saguaro Sabino rivalry in sports has been amazing since the late 70s, early 70s when they were created. You know, if you look at the two properties, the schools look exactly alike. They're the exact same architecture.
It is between Sabino, Saguaro, and Santa Rita. They used one set of blueprints for those.
It's so uncanny, isn't it?
Yeah. If you're standing in the center of campus and you turn around a few times, you don't know which campus you're on.
Yeah, it is amazing. So there's been a great rivalry in all sports, but football specifically, basketball as well, but in football, the Saguaro-Sabino football game rivalry has just been an incredible rivalry in Southern Arizona for almost 40 years now. And so tell us a little bit about the team, the Sabino team this year, and how's things looking? And, of course, the season is getting underway, and then we have the spotlight game next week. So how's the Sabino team look?
So the Sabino team is looking pretty good. Like I said earlier, we had our state championship run last year.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up graduating 23 seniors.
Wow.
Which, I mean, that's a tough thing to do. Like, I mean, pretty much every single position across the board was affected by seniors graduating. But we have really strong classes coming in. Our starting quarterback is a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I tell people that and they kind of get a little nervous. And then I say, he's a 6'2", 165-pound freshman. So
right.
he's not your typical almost middle schooler type kid. So
right.
We have a lot of young talent. I don't envision a world where we don't make the playoffs. I think we have a 21 or 22 year straight run for making playoffs.
Oh wow.
I think we're still a playoff caliber team. As much as it hurts to lose some pretty important guys, we got guys that are ready to fill those roles. So
you're after a man after my own heart when you said a young freshman coming mm-hmm. in to play quarterback. I have to do a little point of personal pride here. My son, who I just came back from his wedding, was a freshman quarterback and got to start as a freshman at Saguaro High School of all places. And he was a scrawny little freshman and 6 foot and about 180 pounds, and was a 4-year starter as the quarterback. And Man, what an experience. And that Sabino game every year was, matter of fact, the Sabino game was one of his first games where he got to play defense. And that was against some pretty good teams back there. That's, heck, he's 31 years old now, so that's 16 years ago. So, well, we're going to talk in just a bit about the Kickoff Classic. And but your responsibility goes much deeper than just football. You've got basketball, men's and women's basketball. You've got track and field. You've got, how many total sports are you overseeing now?
Ooh,
good question, huh?
Yeah, so I think I can name them all. So fall sports, we're running cheerleading, pom, football, volleyball, swim and dive. I guess nobody's running dive.
No one doing dive, right? They used to, but not anymore. Yeah.
So we got
mostly because of facilities issues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
McHale's the only place that has a platform.
So. Yeah.
Well, there's one over at Catalina, I think. So
is there
a small one? Yeah.
And then cross country. So I think that's the six there. Winter sports, we're running soccer, basketball, wrestling. Also Spirit Line and Palm, that ends up being their competition season.
Right.
Then spring, we have pretty much everything except for beach volleyball. So we're running boys volleyball, track and field, baseball, softball. Oh, I left out golf. We're also running golf for fall.
In the fall, right? Yeah. So we're talking with John Joles. He is the athletic director at Sabino High School, one of the participants in the Coaches for Charity Kickoff Classic coming up next Friday. Roman Capozzano is with me here in studio along with Bill Ackerley. When we come back after the break, we'll talk specifically about the Kickoff Classic and what you can expect for next Friday. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. That's a great song, and thanks for cueing that. That's one of my favorite Tucson songs, by the way, Matt, so thank you for doing that. I'm an old Maverick guy from Swan and 22nd Street from 100 years ago.
Duncan Stitt in the Saddle City Band.
Yeah, fantastic. So thanks for doing that. Hey, we're talking with John Joles, who's the athletic director at Sabino High School. Along with me is Roman Capozzano. Good morning again.
Good morning.
And Bill Ackerley, my partner and brother, who is a part of Coaches for Charity.
Good morning.
So we've got a great event coming up. As I said, it was our inaugural event. We did two golf tournaments first 15 years ago, and then our first high school event was the, we called it the Jamboree. We had back-to-back football games at Tucson High School. They started at 4 p.m. and ended at 4 a.m. the following morning. It had the lightning delay and thunder, and we had two games back-to-back, and it took forever. That was on a Thursday. This year, our spotlight game is Saguaro at Sabino Varsity Football at 7 p.m. on the 30th at Sabino High School, and it's a great event. So talk a little bit about the Saguaro-Sabino rivalry. It's a pretty powerful thing, isn't it?
So, I mean, if you're on the east side of Tucson, you know about the rivalry. Like, it is ingrained in households. I mean, we have a lot of students at our school that have parents that went to Saguaro, and they still bring it up every time they're bringing their kids to Sabino. And so there's a lot of tradition with the rivalry. Thankfully, I can say, if you look at the record on that rivalry, I mean, Sabino has a few more wins.
Except for the years my boys played. There you go.
I mean, there's always exceptions.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's been a strong rivalry on the east side.
Right. Great football, yeah.
It's generally a really good game, too.
Right. And so we have that game coming up a week from tonight, the 30th, at Sabino. Just for those people who might be new to Tucson, where is Sabino located?
So Sabino is located essentially off of Tanqueverde and Catalina Highway. We're a little farther north than that, but right at the base of the Catalina Mountains. If you're going up to Summer Haven, we're basically your last left before you start hiking up the mountain. So we're far northeast side, 5000 North Bowes Road.
Great. And Bill, you coordinate the printed program, so there'll be an actual printed program for this event, and it lists the rosters and the signature coaches that each of the schools has nominated. So tell us a little bit about the program and what you have a deadline of this evening if someone still wants to get in.
Right. We're going to turn the stuff over to the TUSD print shop on Monday night. So if anybody still wants to buy an ad, they can go to coachesforcharity.org and purchase an ad. I've got like two quarter page ads left. We can
or we can move out one of our public service ads if we have to get somebody in to get the money.
Hey, we need the support. And if you'd like to support the lunches or the dinners that we're going to provide after the game, we're still looking for some sponsors to help us underwrite those dinners. So we're going to provide box lunches for both the Sabino and Saguaro teams. So after they come off the field and go into the locker room, get ready to go, they get to grab a lunch and go. That's kind of like what they do at the U of A. You know, the U of A kids get a box lunch after the game.
And there is a button on the website as well to purchase individual lunches or up to 60 lunches if you'd like. So you can, they're $10.
$10 each. So if you can afford $10 and you'd like to help us, if you'd go to coachesforcharity.org and push that $10 button and give us a donation, we're going to be providing about, we're guessing maybe 200 box lunches. So we need $2,000. So if if you can assist with that, that would be great. One of the things we do, Roman, is we also do Thanksgiving boxes. We're doing it for six schools this year. They're young kids at Santa Cruz School, St. John's, Utterback, Apollo Middle School, Mission View, and Ochoa Community School over in South Tucson. And so, giving back to the community is important, right?
Sure. Individual contributions are important. What does that look like for a business person like myself?
Well, the same thing, Bill. We have buttons on the website, right?
Right. I think the meal for a box is $35. I think that's what it is. Or it might be $37 to $50.
Yeah.
But it's right in that neighborhood, and it provides a complete family meal for Thanksgiving.
I had a great thing happen. First Interstate Bank 2 years ago had their employee fund, and they were looking around for something to do. And they gave me $2,500 to underwrite those boxes. And that's why we ripped now up to six different schools. So we're looking at maybe trying to get as many as 200 meals. And these are boxes that John Hone does from Gap Ministry. They're a box full with a turkey and all the fixings.
Yes.
And it's everything that a family of four would need for Thanksgiving. So it's pretty powerful. So those are some of the
beautiful
cool
thing.
Things.
Yeah. Yes.
So this game is 7 o'clock. All the pageantry and fanfare that goes along with it next week. Probably the stands will probably be full as they usually are for this game.
I would expect nothing less.
And I'm sure that the burgers and the snack bar will be just coming along, and lots of other things going on at the game as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's something about that, like right about 6:30 when they fire up that grill, the wafting scent of cooking hamburgers and hot dogs, and that's just... The fall weather is going to start getting here. It's football time. It's just great.
And football involves a lot more than just the kids that have been practicing for several weeks out on the field and their coaches and the support staff. It also involves the cheer and pom teams as you coach as well, or you administer, and also the band is there. And of course, it's a student body activity too, and it's a great way to build esprit de corps amongst the community at the school itself.
Oh, it is absolutely a community event for us. We have the cheer and pom. We'll be there performing. The band's going to be there. The student section is going to be as rowdy as they always are.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of my focus is the two student sections and making sure that kids are doing what we expect them.
You know, the last couple of years I've gone to this game, it's just been it is heartening. Obviously, in every situation like this, there's a few things that go wrong, go crosswise every once in a while. But the behavior of the students has been pretty darn good the last few years, and I imagine next week it'll be great too. There, it's a rivalry, but we're still all of this together, and we're all friends, and we all live on the east side. And many of them have gone to school with each other when they were younger, or competed against each other when they were younger. Yeah.
It's always funny to me talking to some of our alumni. They played youth sports with kids that went to Saguaro, then they were brutal enemies at the time they were in high school. Then they go off to U of A together and become best friends again.
Yeah. So it's a great thing. It's a great thing for football too, and it's good for Coaches for Charity. You know, we're 15 years into this, and Saguaro Sabino was one of the first games that we had. I think it was the second year was the highlight game. They were actually on the first game at Tucson High School too. So we've had the Saguaro Sabino rivalry as one of the signature games for many, many years. So we appreciate the opportunity to provide the focus on the game, and of course the media pays attention to this game too, which is really a powerful thing as well. Well, thank you, John Joles, the athletic director at Sabino High School. We have the Coaches for Charity Kickoff Classic coming up next Friday, the 30th at 7 o'clock p.m. And if you'd like to be on Jump in Tucson, go to jumpintucson.com and let us know, and maybe you'll be interviewed on the air. This is Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. Thanks for jumping in.